You gonna let the band deal with this.
Nationalities all over.
It's 26.
For real?
Bro, they had 10.
I heard they had like 18 punts in that game.
It was 24 punts total in the game. Jesus. You couldn't pay me to watch that shit.
That's that crazy. About to get fired, must be, man.
Now, he's a good coach, though. That's crazy. I think he's a good coach, but yeah, Tyrod.
A lot of good coaches get fired, man.
Every seven, day, 8 yards, and then the backup was 2 for 7 minus 1 yard.
Oh, that's crazy. I forgot I got that green screen shit. Look at that.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that was.
Goddamn, oh, Coach Stern.
Yeah. I was looking, I was like, man, am I fucking tripping?
I got this green cup from St. Patrick's Day. Oh, shit. 15 up into the house. All right, well, at least we got a turnover. We got the ball back, music.
Yeah, I just seen that.
And that shit almost down to the down. You got that down to like 15 or some shit.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Still, probably.
All right.
We doing shop talk today?
That's what I was just about to ask. Y'all got anything?
Did we do Will and Jay the last time, or we didn't do it?
No, because we was like rushing, trying to, because I was having so many technical difficulties. I don't think he caught that.
I mean,
that was can't do it. So crazy. Jada, we can do something about that, man. Shit. That shit's so stupid. I mean, like,
yeah, it's really just so Jada being dumb. A goofball. It really, right? Yeah. Yeah, it really nuts to talk about it.
Yeah, it's goofy. She just trying to sell, but which flops?
I mean, she playing about that shit.
Like, you just keep going out and looking stupid every 6 months. You pop out and you say some dumb shit
really weak
about Tupac. And like, bro, don't talk about Tupac no more.
Let that man rest. Like,
you've been going, 25 years, not something like that?
Yeah, man. And you just still constantly embarrassing the dude y'all still married to, regardless if y'all separated. Like, you just embarrassing him, like, come on, man.
And we only know so much because you keep talking so much. Will don't say shit.
Nothing.
You don't hear a goddamn word out of Will. Will be chilling, you know, giving inspiration, skydiving and shit. You know what I'm saying? On some whole different other shit. You is on some gossip rag, corny shit, talking about a man that, yeah, he supposedly proposed to you. The man was already engaged to the other chick. He ended up with her. It was just like, who cares, bro? Who cares? You keep, you know what I'm saying, stretching that shit, but it's to the point where it's like, all right, man, it's time to just let that shit go. Let you know, dead people rest. Yo, you know what's crazy? I'm looking at right now how you know, we said some people did with the whole COVID thing. Like, look how they got celebrities and shit on the Pfizer commercials. Like, now it's like they're selling chicken or some shit.
Yeah. Cause they still trying to get people to go get vaccinated. They still tell people, go get vaccinated, go get this. I'm like, huh?
No, bro, that shit crazy. That commercial just had Martha Stewart, John Legend, Travis Kelce.
No, that's wild.
Somebody else too. Like, bro. Like,
in the same commercial?
They call it a no catch. It wasn't no catch. That's what I thought on the replay. But yeah, all on the same commercial, bro. To sell the Pfizer vaccine, though. That shit was Pizza Hut or something, bro. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, this is what the conspiracy theorists. I'll be clocking in with them now. I'm like, you know what? You might be on to something, bro.
Yeah, you pay attention long enough, you'll be like, yeah, it's kind of starting to make some sense here.
Right.
Starting to come to fruition, man. But another shop talk talking, man. What's up with this list, man? These girls made about, well, we can't take them out to eat. Oh, we did that already, right?
We did quick, but because we was like, fuck it. Like, because like I said, we were rushing.
Man, they got a whole list of a bunch of restaurants on the first day. They don't want to go on the first date. Like, y'all don't get to choose where y'all want to go on the first date. I ain't never heard that before.
Unless you're paying. It's wherever you want to go, baby.
Don't y'all like spontaneous things? Y'all want us to say, hey, babe, just get dressed. I'm going to be over there to pick you up at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
That's what they be telling us. They be like, oh, I like
what you. I need to put on. Like, shit, just put on something comfortable, you know, chill.
I think the dude's asking them where they want to go, because, I mean, what's she going to do when you pull up to Cheesecake Factory and be like, oh, I'm not eating here?
Eat. Get left, shit. That one to do.
Matter of fact, she going to order extra food to take home.
Yeah. I wish she would. The thing that really killed me about the whole subject is, because it's all kind of overdone and overplayed, but we talking first date. Any place is pretty much fine for a first date. Be honest with you.
Know you, Shawty.
We're just trying to get to know you. Ain't nothing wrong with McDonald's. You like Big Mac and French fries? Unless you tell me you just don't eat fast food. Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. I respect that you don't eat fast food. But I'd be damned if you love, you know, milkshakes and all that shit. And then when I take you there, it's a bad thing. I'm like, well, I talked to you the other day. You say you like hamburger French fries. Yeah, we just coming to kick it. We just trying to get to know each other, man. All trying to spend other people money.
Want to spend over $200-$300 on a first date? Like, it's the first date. What if it goes bad? So I'm really sitting here like, damn, I spent $300
just throwing my money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no, I done it before. I did that shit one time, bro. One time I took the chick out. We ended up first. We did some drinks at this like decent little spot downtown. And a couple of drinks ran me about $50, literally for like four drinks, dog. By the time it was like she had two, I had two, and tip. You talking about $50 real light? So we did a little you know what I'm saying, a little sit down, kicking shit. Then end up going over to catch a movie because she said she really. I don't even remember what it was. But, you know, I do agree that movie's not good for a first date in the sense that you can't talk. But that's why we did a little pregame. And then when we left the theater, we ended up going to shoot pool and going to, like, an after-hours spot after that. And it got, by the time the night was wrapping up good, I was like, I ain't even feeling shorty like this. What the fuck am I doing?
You did a lot for a first date.
Bro, yeah.
You went by three different.
But you know what it was? She had slipped me. She slipped me, dog. Like, she kept suggesting the shit. This man threw another pick? Man. All right, Brock Purdy and Van Dyke both me. Get these motherfuckers off my team.
Purdy probably still hurt. That's all.
Man, I don't hear that shit. No, it got film on his ass, bro. He just keep throwing the fucking ball to the wrong team. I'm getting sick of this shit. But what it was is, yeah, she just kept saying, oh, you know, let's go. And I'm not really paying no mind to the shit. But really, I'm like, oh, this bitch done finessed the fuck out of me. She done did all the shit she wanted to do for free 99. I'm not even really fucking with her like that. And by the time the night was up, and that was a bad pass by Purdy, too. Threw that shit, like, right to the linebacker. By the time night was up, bro, terrible. I was down a good $250, $300, dog. Touchdown. God.
That was
damn.
A terrible pick.
That was terrible.
Listen, I had
the back flips and shit.
I had one where a chick, you know, my homeboy, he got a nice little restaurant where he sell real good food. It ain't cheap, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't expensive either. You know what I'm saying? You go for you and her, like $70 for a good meal would be good for both of y'all together.
Right.
So you like, yeah, she hungry. She been wanting to eat at my dog restaurant for a little bit. Man, so I'm like, all right, no pressure, man. Let's go. You walk in there. in my head, I'm like, I'm already trying to convince her what to buy. Cause I'm like, look, don't. In my head, I'm like, don't be looking at this menu thinking you just gonna get whatever you want. Cause they got some $60 meals on this thing. So I'm sitting there. She's like, what you finna get? I say, man, you know, I'm telling her, usually I order just a sound. I order me a salmon. You know what I'm saying? Or I order me some oxtail. You know, something simple. Yeah. Man, she looking at this menu too long. I'm texting my homeboy who restaurant is. I'm like, boy, look, I got one in here, man. Might have to just look out for me, dog, because she kind of looking at the menu too long. Man, how about she like, oh, I want lobster fried rice. She want what else she ordered? She ordered lobster fried rice. She ordered some other seafood because she really only eats seafood.
The most expensive food out there, right? That's all I eat.
Man, she ordered the what you call it? She ordered the salmon, but you know the type of salmon she ordered, that was almost $20. The lobster fried rice was like $20 plus. Then she ordered something else, then ordered dessert. I was like, girl.
Yeah, man.
She like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to just eat it. And I'll eat the rest tomorrow. I'm like, I ain't buy you food for tomorrow.
What?
I bought you food for right now.
What you say when you see a chick ordering all that?
Oh, ain't no listen. We walked out, man. Food. I'm like, look, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Your number blocked. You ain't got to worry about me calling you no more.
I'll tell you right now. If a chick order all that food, I'm like, go ahead and eat it. Can I get a to-go box? No, she cannot. No, she cannot get no to-go box, bro. You just ordered all that shit because I was paying for it. I tell you what, give me the box. I'll take that shit home. You're not taking this home because you were just being gluttonous and greedy. It's something to showing some modesty. Like you said, it was options on the menu. Pick somewhere in the middle of the road, man. Don't go way to the top. We just kicking the vibe. You just met me. Have a little modesty. Don't go overboard. And I don't like wasteful people. I don't like being wasteful, period. So you was ordering too much just to take it home. That's plotting on me.
That's it.
You intentionally did that. I just ordered enough that I can eat this, and this will be lunch tomorrow. No. We don't get down like that. My girl can do that, yeah. Hell, it's a good chance. My girl with me, she paying.
Take her though. I feel like you kind of get the vibe of.
Nah, she did take advantage of me, and I was like, no, it ain't nothing. I'm like, man, I'm supporting my homeboy for one. That's his restaurant, so I'm a spend about spend. It was the fact of okay, you sat there and thought, let me order all this extra stuff because he's gonna buy it.
Yeah, for tomorrow. This ain't just to eat now. If it's to eat now, I'm like, damn, she got an appetite on her. Holy shit, if she actually eat it. But what you telling me sounds like somebody was plotting on lunch for tomorrow. That would have sounded like to me.
Nah, she didn't even eat it right then. Cause she didn't want to sit in the restaurant. Well, I wasn't gonna sit in the restaurant because I had somewhere to go. So she got it, you know, the take home stuff. And I was like, well, you can come sit in the car with me. We could ride and you can eat. Like, well, if you got something to do, just go ahead. I like, no pressure. Once she started eating the food, once she got the food, I was like, damn, she ordered all this. I said, you know what? I got something for her, man. Soon we walked out of the restaurant. But your number's blocked. You ain't got to worry about me calling you ever again. I'm straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, lesson learned. Lesson learned, bro. Yeah, Meez, you ever been on a Tinder date?
I ain't never used a dating app in my life.
You ain't never used one ever?
And never download one, probably never will. That just ain't me. I don't know.
I got on there just messing around. It was a time like one
out. You told me about it, they use them.
I mean, it ain't my bag. I'm like, you really more in general, like, what I'm really going to get down is just in real life. And that's what a chick going to like me mostly anyway. She got to just feel my vibe more than just, like, look at a fucking picture of me. And be like, oh, I ain't going to get chose like that.
You can put anything on that motherfucker, right? Like,
I mean, Yeah, I mean,
got, like, bios and shit, right? Like, your interests, like,
yep.
Put whatever on them shit.
I just ain't know how that shit was when I first got on it. I went on a Tinder date, and, bro, she just kept trying to get back to the crib. I like, oh, shit, I didn't know this was a fuck app. I thought it was, like, an actual...
I heard that's mostly what they be, though.
Mostly, yeah. That's what it is, bro. Like
my, trying to have fun and shit.
That's it, bro. That's all. That's what the majority of the people on they be on. So you just
I got a homeboy who be on Tinder. He be like, man, you just don't know that thing be popping. I'm like,
I heard. You just like scroll and then it show you matches. Like you click on some shit. And
yeah, you just we know they say swipe right. Swipe right is mean you like them. Swipe left mean you don't. I'm gonna tell you what most niggas do. We just swipe right till you run out of likes and throw your phone down. And then somebody when you get your pick your phone back up in a couple of hours, right, it'll show you your matches. And, you know, then you get rid of the boogers that match you and see if there's anything left. That's all. You be like, damn. You be like, oh, I came back. I got 7 matches. You like, fuck, 5 of them look like goddamn Gargamel. He got to get the fuck out of here. You got a 1 and a pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we'll see. Might be some possibility though. Yeah, it was hot, man. Tinder was hot at one time. Now, last time, a couple times, I fought with it, and people I know that said they still mess with it. It's like it says a lot of bots now. So, like, you get a lot of matches, but it don't be actual people a lot of times.
Now, when Tinder dropped, though, I mean, you couldn't using it or not, you couldn't help but hear about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. In the single streets, trying it out, seeing what it was. It wasn't for me, all in all, but I figured I'd give it a shot. Shit. Hell, man. Go ahead and get in the show, man. Needs over there watch football like my. That turned my shit off. I'd be like, you know, like,
my bad.
I said, let me turn this shit off. Like, yeah. I had it muted, right? And I was like, no, let me turn this shit off.
Y'all can hear mine?
Knock the show out real quick, man. We get back to football. We'll just kick it off, man. We'll just get straight into the.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees. Miami Hurricanes football. Barbershop Talk Pod. I'm back again like I left my keys. I'm back with my guys. Got the real field general in here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always do it. But this time, you know what I'm saying? We pulled him off of the turnpike. Got my main man, Measy. He was trying to bust a move tonight. He trying to go see
Jets
playoff.
I made sure I wasn't going to miss it. I was like, if we
get it, for the Jets, man. For the Jets, I was like, shit.
Go catch up with the Jets, boy.
Yeah, X would have said, well, shit, let's do it tomorrow. Then I'd have been like, all right, cool. For the kids, I'm with that.
Yeah, make sure I'm going to miss this.
Yeah, that boy ain't missing no more, so he back.
Yes, sir.
No more missing. I guess he was missing. He wanted to be missing for them 2 losses, so he back. You know, he back.
He was back on the last one, too, so, you know.
Yeah.
But he was in the middle of it. Middle of the action at that time.
Fresh out
man.
The turnpike, man. Fresh out the portal, man. Your boy Measy, man. 26 degrees. And like Larry and I said, we got the real Phil General X in the building, man. What'd he do?
What's good, fellas, man? We on the winning streak. I guess you could call it a winning streak. Lots to take from that game yesterday, man. Lots to take from the game in the positive and the negative. One thing I want to say, man, shouts out to the fans, man, the ones that came to the game. It wasn't a fully packed stadium, but the fucking stadium was loud. Like, every time you was doing shit, it was loud.
They make noise, man. And
that stadium made noise.
I moved down to Florida. I'm 3 hours away. I swore I was going to make it to all kind of games this year. Between getting sick and just other little circumstantial stuff, financially or whatever. I'm like, bro, this might be the first season I don't get to see no live football games. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything. Because, like, I was trying to do Florida State in Tallahassee, and then swing right back down and watch Jacksonville and San Fran. But I gotta have something just pop up on the calendar, so I can't. I gotta be gone that weekend, so I'm not even gonna make it to Tally this year either. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm finally in Florida, and I might not go make it out to no actual games this year.
That's how life works.
That's crazy, yeah. But I mean, I don't plan on leaving Florida, so that's why I really ain't stressing it. I think I found my home here, man. I like it in this area I'm in. I'm in Melbourne right now. I might move to like Vieira, but I'll probably keep it right here in Central Florida. Long as things still cool with the gig. Shout out Uncle Jeff Bezos and them big checks he cut, man. We appreciate you, Uncle. You all right with me? Hey, X, you always do the tailgate. So I had a quick question before we get into this game. What's give me X top three etiquette rules when attending your tailgate. What's the top three things that just, hey, if you show up, please do this, or don't do that. You know, like, what's that on your list?
All right, so number one is always when you come, if you're going to get some food, please don't just put your fingers in the food. That'll make me fight you. That'll make me beat your ass in front of everybody. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I've seen dudes try it, dog, and I had to stop and pop off in front of everybody, and then I guess I'm the bad guy because I'm like, but damn, they disrespectful. Like, come on.
That's nasty.
I don't want to go to the web. If I see somebody serving food, I'm going to let them serve it. I'm not just going to put my hands in nobody. You know what I'm saying? That just can't do that, man. It's gross. Can't do it.
Animal shit.
Number two, oh my God, number two is please, please, please don't drink all the Hennessy from me. Don't drink all the Hennessy from me, man. I don't know why people come and they been drunk all the Hennessy after the game. I'm like, dang, I ain't got no more Hennessy. That's crazy. I drunk all my drinks.
Yeah, that way you gotta stash your stash, unfortunately.
Oh, that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been keeping my extra bottle in my car. Like, okay, everybody sitting around looking like they thirsty. I'm like, nah, ain't no more. It's gone. But then they see me walking around with a cup. They're like, well, where you get that from? Like, nah, that's me.
That's a good one too. Don't drink all the Henny.
Yeah, don't drink all the Hennessy. Number three would have to be just have fun. Number three is just have fun, man. I want everybody to be comfortable. Even if, like last week, I did a tailgate. I brought some strippers out there. But I had a closed tent. So nobody, no kids, no, you know what I'm saying? They didn't get to see nothing.
Okay.
But I guess when I posted on the timeline, everybody going crazy. They, oh, you got strippers in front of kids? No, it wasn't no kids. It was a closed tent. It was a close.
I mean, it was like, you the wildest of wild boys. First off, the strippers wouldn't want to do that because what they do is for bread. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? No looky loos around. If you want to look, you know what I'm saying? Reach in your pocketbook. Come on up here. What's so funny? I never thought that because I saw it on the timeline. I was like, oh, okay, I figured you had like a tent. That's what I first thought. I was like, oh, you must have a tent. That's dope. Yeah. Of course, man.
That's what it looked. I did it. It was almost like walking into a strip club. You know, I got it. They standing right there. I'm like, well, don't let nobody come in this tent. Unless they finna pay some money to come here.
Yeah.
Dog came up to me. He like, boy, X ain't got no ones. I'm like, here, you just give me the $100 since I'm finna cash up some money. Send me the money. I gave him the 100 ones. I'm like, come on with it.
That's fine, man. That's
hey, X, fine. What lit go the fastest at your tailgates? Besides Hennessy,
This is really important. What I notice is the most expensive alcohol always goes the fastest. Like
because people don't.
Tron gonna go fast. The Reposado going fast now. The Don Julio.
Why is that? Because people ain't buying them bottles themselves.
Yeah, you know they don't. You know one thing about Black people. I mean, I'm gonna say Black people. I ain't gonna say everybody else. Black people. If it's done and they ain't paid, they gonna drink it.
Yeah.
It don't be matter what type of alcohol that. As long as they ain't gotta pay, they gonna drink it.
Yeah, that's a gene in Black people.
So you know what I started doing was I'm like I'm gonna start getting like cheap alcohol and putting it out first. See, you know what I'm saying? They gonna drink it. I go get the big bottle of of the Gavin Latitos drinking it. You know what I'm saying? Get a bottle of Courvoisier drinking it. They don't know the difference. They don't even know it's not Hennessy, but they drinking it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to start, you know, over the years, I just started having to get smart. I'm not going to spend all the big money on alcohol because they're going to drink it. They're going to drink whatever's there.
They're going to drink it up.
You know what I'm saying? I guess the eye saying, oh, well, they got a bottle of Remy. Let me get the Remy. But guess what? Oh, they got a bottle of Courvoisier. They don't know the difference. They're going to drink it.
That's what I drink at home. I want Remy.
Remy. You still been messing with the tequila at all, me?
Yeah, I love me some tequila.
I ain't been drinking too much, man. I ain't been on the alcohol.
But like
too
when
much.
I do,
when
I do, I either go for literally like Hennessy or tequila. I ain't drinking too much of at all.
Yeah,
I know what Hennessy and all that bring. Like I know how I'm gonna feel all that. I ain't got time to be trying like new shit out.
Yeah, I'm all Hennessy. Well, what I have been drinking lately is Douce. Like, if I'm on a solo vibe, Douce.
Douce kind of floral to me, but it's cool though. It's smooth as hell.
Getting me
real smooth, man. I drink some of that.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, but yeah, the Don Julio
in the States now, ain't it?
Huh?
They selling white Hennessy in the States now, ain't it? Y'all hear me good?
Yeah. They selling white Hennessy, but I don't mess with the white Hennessy. That's the devil in the bottle itself.
That shit got
it's
White Henny really, let me tell the truth. White Henny really trash, bro. It's just that people couldn't get it, so they hyped it. White Henny really ain't hitting on shit, bro. That shit just
it's the reason why they wasn't selling it in America for years, because that it ain't supposed to be sold in America. it's over. Regular Hennessy is 40% proof. That thing is what, 70%? That's too much.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? Is it like too much? I had it. I didn't care for it.
Like, you can't even enjoy it like sipping because you'll be like, damn, man, this shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't, it's not a drink you're just going to like relax and
watch. Yeah, nah. But you know what it is? It's one of those, let me pour a couple of shots for people and they have one shot of it and that's it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It ain't a bottle where you just sit down and be like, boy, let me
pull up and talk
for the whole night. Nah, because that job going to have you not remembering anything. Like, you won't remember nothing.
That's crazy.
I missed the whole day messing around with that bottle when I first got it. Like, hey, what happened to Wednesday? It's all the way on Friday.
That's how Xanax did me, but that's another story, y'all. Hey, if y'all out there, kids, if you're listening, do not mess with that Xanax. Not nothing to play with, especially with no alcohol. You will lose a day. I'm telling you, and you'll be moving. You'll be out there doing stuff, but you're not going to recall any of it. Do not. That's a true blackout. When people say blackout, they usually be talking about passing out. I'm talking about blacking out. Blacking out is when you out, you're moving, you're doing things, you're having conversations, you're doing activities, but you will not recall any of it.
Yeah, not mess with that shit. Going on at all, probably.
Yeah, it's not a game. Don't play with it. Listen to your Uncle Lan. I've been there and done that, so you ain't had to. Don't fuck with it.
Let's just give them that little just say no. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, just say no.
Let's give them the just say no. No,
please. Just say no, bro. Let's get into the game, man. We took on the Virginia Cavaliers this week. Ended up pulling out victorious in the end and another double overtime.
Single overtime game.
Why I say double again? Yeah, second overtime. That's what I was thinking. Double up. Second overtime game. In as many weeks of football, and you know, emerged victorious. So you can never be upset at that. But you know, we definitely got some observations and perhaps some gripes. We did pull off the victory, 29-26. But I guess let's just get into it. Let's start from the first quarter, man.
Let's get our take on the whole game before we get into
it. Okay, you're right. Good point. Overall, how you feel overall about that game?
How you feel about it, Mizzy?
I mean, we all probably got the same sentiments, but I knew in the first quarter how that game was going to go. The whole game, I knew like halfway through the first quarter, defense did what they had to do. They gave up some plays they shouldn't have, but we stood strong a lot, like in the red zone, goal line and stuff, making them pick 3 points and everything, kick 3 points and stuff. Hard fought game. I don't think it shouldn't have even got to that point, like at all.
Yeah, because you said we were gonna smoke Virginia,
bro. The whole game, I'm sitting here thinking about that. I was like, I thought we was gonna dog walk these boys today. That's not the same Virginia team. I'm not trying to hype them up too much, but that's not the same Virginia team that started the season at all. They're getting better.
Yeah, fair enough. Right.
Yeah, the quarterback's back. They fought hard too, but game didn't have to go like that. But we won the game. We 6-2. I like how we can win some hard fought games. Like going to overtimes, two straight weeks. That's not an easy task to do. But I mean, yeah, that's how pretty much I feel about the game, man.
I'm with you there. Good to see, that we're learning how to win, how to stay focused, and not get down, which I think happened early in the season with A&M. But I see that now as a characteristic of this team, mm-hmm. not just a one-off. So that's, your team is a reflection of coaching. And so that I want to give a lot of credit to Mario in that regard for kind of getting that culture to where I could tell the body language is different. I could tell the focus is different. The demeanor is different no matter what, even when we get down. The game itself, I thought overall, I was, it's funny. I listened to I was running somewhere right after the game. Oh, yeah, I was going to meet my homeboy. And shout out to David Lake and Gabby over there. I listened to their pod. I think what it's called, Through the Smoke. I think it's called Through the Smoke. Now I listened to their instant reaction. And Dave, my guy, man, I really respect him most of his takes, though. But he killed me because he was like kind of shooting at the defense. So I was like, what more could a defense do? We totally out of this game if not for the defense. Defense, you look at modern college football, you holding people to, 20-some points, you're doing a hell of a job. And I think they got put in a lot of bad situations and stood tall. So when I left, the overall view I left out of that game is I think we got a damn good defense that's going to keep us competitive in any game. And I was proud of, in general, every position on offense minus one. I think, we got one of the best O-lines in the country. I think we have much improved wide receiver core. I think we got some of the best tight ends, although you'll never know it. I'm still upset about that. And the running back stable is ridiculous, man. I didn't mean we really could plug and play, and these guys are all just looking great in different ways. So
yeah, we legit four deep.
Yeah,
y'all didn't even notice. Like, and I mean, Chaney didn't play yesterday.
I did.
Harris got re-injured. He hurt himself again. So it's like he really only had two backs touching the ball, and there was two backs who didn't play the previous.
Right.
Weeks, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, we really good. Get our running back one and two down and let these guys go.
Yeah. So, I mean, in general, I like the makeup of the team a lot more than I have in the past. I was very settled in that we could get this victory. I never really felt like we was going to lose the game because of the new demeanor. They didn't let one thing turn into two things. Like they say, keep the main thing, and not get all down about, if your quarterback having a bad day. All right, well, we got to just go make a play or two, man. Like, that's just what we're going to have to do to win this game.
You didn't think at any time we was going to lose that game?
Not really, no. I was pretty calm. I was pretty calm throughout the whole ordeal.
I thought that second pick was going to lose.
And then what could have been the third?
The third one should have been the third. Yeah, that would have been
that one. If he got it, but we still had time though, and our defense was playing so good.
That was in third quarter, right? That was in the third quarter.
That was the fourth quarter, but it was when he caught it too. It would have been like at like inside the 15.
Yeah, it'd be like the way the defense was
playing. I still knew we could have won the game. I just didn't like how it was going. And oh yeah, real quick too, because they rarely get love. What a fucking kicker we got, man!
Oh my gosh,
Ward Gallus is wow. That's the other reason he was able to win this game.
Oh, that boy,
ice 50 yards like it was nothing.
I always give our MVP the most utmost respect, because for the last couple of years, our special team, the kicker or the punter, have been the MVP.
Yeah, that's facts. And you know, I thought about that too. I was like, you know what? Quietly, they don't really talk about like kickers and punters. But Miami's had a pretty good tradition at those positions. Uh-huh. You know, like kind of how Bama's always struggled there. You know, like weirdly enough, them being Alabama, you figure at the time, they can get whatever. But we've had a tradition of having some damn good kickers and punters. So it's good to see the Ward Gallus boys, you know, bring that back along with Lou Headley last year, who I still believe is in the league for New Orleans. I'm not mistaken.
He said the lead. And then the punter we got this year, he's doing a good job.
I was terrified. I was just about to say, because – I was just gonna say Dylan Joyce, right?
Yeah,
Dylan Joyce isn't doing bad at all. Because I remember you said
he's doing good. The season, I was terrified.
You hope we don't have to punt the ball much. I remember you said that.
After the screen game, I said, "Boy, we gotta punt the ball. It's gonna be bad." Because
every time I see the punt go about that
20 yards, I say, "Oh shit."
Good hang time on the ball.
That flashback on it. I still can't believe that Philly kid could not kick. Your dad is Jay Philly. That boy cannot kick. Oh, it's the craziest
Dylan
thing
Joyce
I've ever seen.
Dylan Joyce a freshman, right?
Yeah, Joyce.
Yeah, he's Dylan Joyce a freshman.
He's a freshman. He's a true freshman. Yeah, he's from, you know, the Australia background, stuff like that.
We got great punt coverage, too.
Listen, before I get into my overall, look, the special teams is doing good. Like, we running back 20, 30-yard kicks. We, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. We still ain't getting no punt return for, you know, but, you know, that's cool.
Break one every game now.
We our kickoff coverage is great. The punt coverage is good. So the special teams, I could probably say I give them a B+ outside of the fumbles that, you know, the muck punts that they had so far. But other than that, I give it.
We don't
teams.
Have no special teams coach, neither technically.
I mean, not on field.
I know.
He's dead, but you're not on field.
Yeah, he was the specialist. He was from NFL, right?
In the NFL,
yeah. Yeah, great high. Any more overall thoughts for you?
So overall with me, man. When we get in the stadium, I feel the energy. I say, man, there's no way we're gonna lose this game. This the stadium energy. The players came out. We're not gonna lose this game, man. I'm with you. I feel like every group on the field was good, besides that one position, the one guy who's supposed to be the lead by example guy. I don't know, man. They have to go back into the drum board and see and get things better situated with him. But I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? In the past previous years, this is a loss we lose easily. You know the.
And it's homecoming too.
And it was homecoming, you know what I'm saying? So just look at it like this. These are the games that build the program. You know what I'm saying? Because now the team is starting to learn how to win these games. Mm-hmm. You know, so when they know they can win these games, guess what? They're gonna start winning them even more.
Yeah. How you feeling, Larian?
You know, yeah, like I said, I think the identity's changed a lot, but I guess to get on it, you know, ex, you know, and I kind of said something about it too is, what's up with Van Dyke, man? I felt like he threw some really, really bad passes. Those interceptions were really poor passes that you just can't have.
Bro, that second one, well, they all was all
they were all bad. They were bad throws.
He didn't throw three, but even that last one, like, God darn, man. Like, I was like, this man really, like, will lose you a football game by himself. A whole football game.
So, you know what I get
to the drawing board, like, I'm like, damn, can you? Like, how many times he probably did that?
Well, what I mean go back to the drawing board with Tim is I think – the up-tempo style fits TVD a lot better because he doesn't have to think so much.
Right.
So when he's getting into the huddle, saying hype with like 7-8 seconds left. The defense is doing a lot, and it's making him think too much. Up-tempo, the defense has got to play because you're going fast. He ain't got to think. You know what I'm saying? It's option one, he's done. Option two, he's done, and that's it. When he has to go into the huddle, the defense can do all these pre-snap moving around.
Adjustments, right?
Tell because he stares like the way he stares out there. I'm like, he don't know what's going on right now. He's trying to figure it out, and that's why the play clock gets so low. Like you said, he's literally staring. Like you could tell, like he's unsettled. Like he don't know. Like where's seven at? Like I need to know where seven's at. These boys moving around. The defenses know. Oh, move around. He don't know. Like they know. He can't read the defense now. It's evident. So I feel you on that.
Yeah, and then him, you know, what he's doing, you know, with playing being a quarterback, you have the quarterbacks who feel like they could just make every throw, and TBD feel like he could make every throw, even if it's double coverage or triple coverage. He's like, I know my arm is good enough to get that ball there. But in reality, he's not realizing it until the ball is gone. Like that ball gone.
even like some of the tip stuff. At the line, I'm like, bro, you didn't think that was gonna deflect that? Get a little loop on that, man. You 6'4", the release is too low. Just the little things about simple mechanics look off with him as well.
Like that second pick he threw, I'm like, bro, we've seen that pick so many times with him when the DB just drops back and undercuts it. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, bro, this is like every game now. Like, we see him. I'm like, he's really not seeing it. Like, he don't see them.
And the ain't offense,
no way he see them.
I feel like the offense has regressed as far as play calling goes, almost in a sense because of his poor quarterback play.
Right. I don't like, think that's Dawson.
That's why I was saying, you know, we was in the group chat. I was like, hell, if this how we're gonna call it, you might well put Jacari in. Because at least he has the scrambling ability. You know, he has the run ability to that adds an extra element. Because that offense, to me, has got almost oversimplified in the sense of diversity of play calls. I understood it last week with Emery. You getting him out there. This is his first game. This is against Clemson. This is, first live-action college football game. Yeah, I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible. Let them for as long as I can. Now I do think even in the second half of that game, we took the chains off a little bit, and let them try a couple of things. I don't want to see that with Tyler Van Dyke. Like, man, when will it be all come together for you? And I get the third coordinator type talk too, but you know, a lot of these elements we see though, man. Are similar to what you had with Rhett Lashley. So I don't, you know, ain't but so many offenses out there. You know what I mean? it's his third coordinator, but I do believe a lot of what he's getting back to is what he was very similar to what he was doing with Rhett Lashley. So
and Dawson said that before.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with him.
Some of it, right.
It has a lot to do with TBD. He's, like I said, man.
Play football?
Who?
You think he's still want to play football?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He wants to play. I mean, for what he's getting NIL.
Fuck off, dude.
He's getting good NIL, man.
Bro, the way he be looking, he looks like emotionally like he just not.
Well, he's not emotional.
He's a nationalized guy.
He's a nationalized guy. He don't have emotions. He's not the leader that you want because he's not going to show that. For him. It's not like everybody. I see people saying, "Well, Dawson got a." It ain't. This is not Dawson. Dawson is giving TBD three plays per outing every time he go out there.
Right.
TBD is not calling the right play or doing the right play, or executing the play that he's calling. Right. You got. It's just crazy. I'm gonna get off TBD because I was a big TBD fan, man. It's like he just
You told me I had to call him Tyler Van Dyke.
I call him Tyler now. His name is Tyler. I call him Tyler Van
Dyke. But I think it's fair though. We don't, you know, we speak it from a fan perspective, obviously. And I think we do a great job on this show of not bashing people. But I just think if you're being honest, with a guy that that's been around the program as long as he has, on that has had some hype. That's why, you know, he had the whole thing with his mom telling him you suck and all the help bring him down. I'm like, all right, now you're starting to actually suck. So figure out what you're doing wrong and get back into some of the reason the hype was there. You know, I hate to play the what if game, but, you know, if we would have had like a Sam Hartman, I believe we'd be undefeated right now. Because I think the QB play has been really the Achilles heel of this team. And not that it's been horrid, but it's just not up to the level that I think it could or should be at this point.
It's been last three games been horrid.
I call except it rough. North Carolina we'll game. Call it horrid.
Yesterday was horrid. We're recording this on Sunday. Yesterday was horrid.
Mm-hmm.
That was unacceptable.
Emory was good. For what we asked him to do.
I was just talking about TBD.
His last three hours. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, not North Carolina, I guess, but I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, say the last four, because Georgia Tech was, Georgia Tech was bad.
I mean, Carolina was. I don't think North Carolina was bad. I think, like, man, so many things went wrong, and it's like we kind of blaming TBD because, like, the fumble went when Matt Lee snapped the ball. Basically, it was a bad snap, so that was a turnover. The one interception that he did throw, I mean, it was just a good play by the linebacker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
throws them picks too, man. They be at the worst moments.
Yeah. No, you're right. That was at a bad moment, but I don't think he was bad North Carolina game because so many other things went wrong. It's hard for me to blame TVD on what happened in North Carolina, because if you look at his stat line, he still had like four touchdowns and that one interception. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give him that fumble because of course, he's a quarterback, so they're going to give him that fumble, which wasn't his fault. So it's just, man, like my biggest issue right now is us starting slow, like this slow starts, because we can't do that against Florida State. If we start off slow against Florida State, we're going to get blowed out. I don't think NC State going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? They starting to basically a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't say that.
The quarterback play elevates to the level of every other. Oh, first of all, my bad. Welcome, D-Rob, on the show. He just jumped in. I put him on there, and he just started talking. But yeah, D-Rob was able to pop in. And that's why I guess I think my issue is tell me where else you really feel like we have deficiencies.
Maybe corners at times.
No.
At times. I mean, the North Carolina game, even the boy yesterday, number four, at times.
We'll see what
I think the one deficiency. I wouldn't even necessarily say it's deficiency, but we need to do more with it, is tight end. Like, we got to get these tight ends involved, man. Like, we have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much. Riley Williams and Elijah Royo, man, they are too talented. Even Jahlil Skinner. I know right now he probably – they want to redshirt him, let him gain weight and all that. But, man, you got some guys, man, 6'5", 6'6", that can – you know what I'm saying? That can be mismatches for these guys, and we're not doing nothing.
Quarterback, though.
And then Arroyo gets in the game finally and gets hurt again. I know he pissed off. I can't even get a pass thrown my direction. I done got hurt down again. Like, you know what I mean? I know he was frustrated as hell. He threw his helmet coming off, you know, which, I mean, that's frustration from the injury, but I know that's in the back of his head. Like, damn, I can't. I mean, what's it worth even getting hurt?
Frustration right there. Damn, I really got on this field and I got hurt again. The ball didn't even come my way.
Ain't even come my damn way. And that's the other thing with TVD as well. And this could be a little bit, maybe it's because I watch obviously more Miami games than anybody else. Does he seem like the most banged up quarterback in the U.S.?
Bro,
especially for somebody who never get touched.
Hey, check me out real quick. I was talking to my homeboy yesterday, and I was like, bro, TVD got a fucking metal leg brace on. And I was like, bro, I don't even remember, unless they tagging him in practice. I was like, when he's, I don't even remember
when
him
he getting hit. Hit.
I don't
know. No, he got that North Carolina game. He got hit. He got banged up in the fourth, third or fourth quarter. He was getting hit.
At the same time, though, it's like if you hit him four times, something might happen. Four times ain't a lot to get hit.
It's mental. It's more mental with TBD.
He probably just way about to fall off.
It's mental. Once he started getting hit, you start to see a totally different quarterback. Now he's really not gonna go through his motions. He's gonna try to get out the pocket. He's gonna throw the ball when he ain't supposed to throw the ball. That's his thing.
But actually, you know what my problem with that is? I'm gonna tell you what my problem with that is. Zero pressures, zero sacks. So how the heck, what's the problem? Why are you holding the ball for 6 seconds waiting for X to pop open? Like, bro, it's so frustrating, bro. The best pass he did all day yesterday was when he had some time with that damn check down to Fletcher when Fletcher got 6 yards. That was the best play he did all day because he actually went through his reads and saw that Fletcher was open and hit Fletcher for them 6 yards. That's just my opinion.
I was gonna say the one with McCormick and McCormick got the first down. I'm like, man, he actually went through all five progressions on that.
It was the same kind of play though.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he went, but I mean, it was still a late throw. He was sitting there like wide open. Nobody's in the flats covering him, and it took him all that time to get the ball. I'm like,
I was gonna say that about the running backs when he does check down to the running backs. It takes so fucking long, and it's almost as if the way he throws it, like he forgot he was even over there. Like he takes a long time to check down to his running backs. Like I don't know.
It's like, I mean, like you said, it's mental. It really is. And then I mean, I don't know. For lack of a better word, I just think he's soft. Like say, because when is he getting hit so much? It's just you're gonna get hit in football. You're gonna get hit. It happens. You know, I don't know. You got to do a little more on your soft tissue or something, son. It's just
that leg brace. Ain't no way he need that big ass.
You get in
leg brace.
You got a top 10 offensive line in the country. They not beating you up. You know, I watched Shador play the other night. Good God Almighty. Hell out of that boy.
Bro, man, look, I was starting to feel sorry for him, boy.
Jeez.
Bro, they had 24 pressures on him. Eight sacks. They was teeing off.
He got hit 16 times, right?
Yeah. It was 24 pressures, hit 16 times, and sacked 8 times. Bro, that's crazy, bro. Like,
shout out to our O-line, man. We ain't give up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we don't have that issue. We don't have that issue.
At all.
And, you know, this football season in general, I've said it, you know, before, this could have really, in an oddball way, been a real special season. And don't get me wrong, we still could clean it up. But I just got to look at my quarterback to start playing better ball. And, man, we could win out this thing. Because I just, okay, yeah, we'll go a little bit. Okay, let's pick on the corners a little bit. But all in all, they're not poor like we thought they were going to be.
Man, Darryl Porter is locked down out there. I don't know what they talking about, boy.
It's not bad. I mean, damn, if a team is throwing the ball almost 40 plus times a game, come on. Like, somebody gonna catch some passes. Like, be realistic.
And even because back to what I was saying about Lake too, because he called out the little wide receiver. I'm like, well, they're force feeding him. I mean, he's their weapon. So a lot of the stuff that they were he's a good yak kind of guy too. So a lot of stuff he catching is little short stuff that he turning into something because he's an explosive athletic guy. I'm like, we got to live with that. That you knew that he was going to get his shots because they going to keep forcing them the damn ball. But see, like, he's more explosive than a Restrepo. And you know, the way that the passes were coming to him, a lot of those passes were very short passes. He just is a good athletic kid. I live with that. I know, you know, sometimes you know a guy's probably just going to get his yard. You know, so it's like, all right, how else will we defeat this team? So that I don't mind.
He had 12 catches. So just imagine how many targets he had. Like, if he had 12, he had to be targeted probably like 16, 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
so I'm like, I live with, like I say, okay with
somebody gonna catch some pass. You throw them the ball 17 times, they're gonna catch the pass. Like,
yeah,
like
and
said,
that,
wasn't like he was bombing us all day. It wasn't like he was just blowing the top off the defense and just, you know, catching them for 40, 50 yards downfield.
Yeah, and see, that's and see when we play NC State, they got a wide receiver that's similar. They got that true freshman, Concepcion or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Same thing, bro. He get like 15, 16 targets, and they just let him get off. Like, I mean, that's what I say. I don't think how everything's been going, you know what I'm saying? They stuff, but me personally, I don't feel like it's gonna be a problem. But that Malik Washington kid, I already knew what it was. They gonna 5 yard out. He's gonna do a down and out, down and in. Like, all you gotta do is bracket him and like let the other ones get you one on one. You know what I'm saying? Like the discrepancy, like if you look at like the yards and all that stuff, man, I think what he had like 160 something catches, and like the next person was like at 20 or 30. Like it was low. It was low.
Yeah, I just peeped. He never got us up top. I just peeped that everything was
underneath. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that was just what it was gonna be for that game. Comfortable with that. But I guess, you know, kind of to get into like the game breakdown itself, quarter to quarter, let's kind of run through that with, you know, first quarter. I agree with what D-Rod was saying. Again, it's like that has always been TVD's knock, is these slow starts. Has been a problem ever since he first started getting hype. And it's like, I need you as the QB to go out there, work that script, and let's get a drive and get some points right out the gate. It's too rare an occurrence. And I just think
Lashley too.
Don't say that again.
It was like that with Lashley too with him.
Yeah, that's my point. It's been a continuing theme of he'll turn it on, but it's like it takes a while for him to turn it on. And that's frustrating in and of itself. It's just like, when will we just jump out the gate and put the pressure on the other team to worry about trying to catch up to us? You know, I said it, I think, on the last week's show, I'm sick of the cardiac canes. I don't want to be that every single week. That's cool here and there, the gut out of win. But why can't we play at NC State, jump out on them 17-0? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with getting out and putting your foot up somebody's ass? But we started out slow in the first. Was it a 3-and-out? No, we did 3-out. Hold on, let me look at my stat lines.
Yeah, we went 3-and-out.
Was it? You know you're my stats guy.
We went 3-and-out. I'm pretty sure we went 3-and-out. The second drive, I think Restrepo drop a ball the second drive?
Oh, we'll pull it up so we can be.
No, that was George. That was a Jacoby George dropped the pass, man. He had it in his hand, the last the second.
Oh, was that the second drive?
That was the second drive. He dropped the pass.
All right, it's the second drive. So the first drive, we went 3-and-out. Yeah, the first drive, we went 3-and-out. No, we got a first down.
No, we had a first on the first drive. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I see it.
And then, so it wasn't a 3-and-out. It was one first, and then it was a 3-and-out.
Five plays, 11 yards, and then the second drive was 6 plays, 25 yards.
Right, and Virginia was able to take their first drive on their script and get a touchdown.
And then the third drive was 3 plays, 7 yards.
Right, just starting all slow. I've been, you know, yeah. Again, like, I don't even necessarily worry too much about a team getting us on their first script. I really don't, because I think we should be doing the same damn thing. Then, just like, you know, Coach said, Guidry says, the biggest thing ain't preparation, it's adjustments. So, you make the adjustments. I'm not losing my mind at all about Virginia going up and putting together a nice first drive. I'm losing our mind because we're not doing it. Like, when will we just line up, run our script, and at least go give me 3? And it's just not happening. And of course, we got to go to the position that's the lead of the offense. And I can't blame the running backs. They're getting yards. The O-line's creating gaps.
The second game of the season, scoring our first drive.
Maybe, which is very rare, right? And that's what I'm you know, I need to see at this point, especially in the season, you know, the thing that D-Rob brought up again and that I said as well is the two things I need is this offense to get going sooner, and I need the tight end usage to increase, period. It just doesn't make sense to me. There's mismatches there. I saw Skinner did. He didn't have a helmet on yesterday. So, X, do you know if the plan is to redshirt him this year?
I mean, he's available every game. But it's not, you know, if he doesn't get in, yeah.
He's like tight end four right now.
Yeah, yeah, he's
basically tight end four. Because they're going with McCormick, Williams, and then Roy.
McCormick and Williams are our two guys because, for one, they both are excellent, excellent blocking tight ends. The run game just fits well with both of them in the game, as opposed to putting Skinner in, and then he's not getting any blocking them.
Hell no.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, the plan, Mario says the plan is not to redshirt any of these guys, but, you know, you just got to look at him and say, yeah, he's probably not going to play much.
I mean, and at this point in the season, what's the point?
My point, I mean, to me honestly, if he's not going to get the blocking thing down, or he's not going to put on enough weight, man, I put him as like a jumbo wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put him on the outside back there.
That boy, so I saw him at the end of the game. That boy's so skinny still, man.
That's what I'm saying. If we're not gonna, I get it. And like I said, like if they're not gonna put him at tight end, or if they're not gonna, well, for him to get on the field to at least see some field, you know, see the field, I think that he needs to move to wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we're gonna see too much of him at tight end. But Larry, yeah, one thing I was kind of disappointed about, that I think we still having a problem with, that Guidry needs to figure out, is this up tempo. Because Virginia's first drive, they were straight up tempo the whole time, and they went down that easy. And that's like the recipe. That's like his kryptonite right now. He still has not figured that out, and I think he needs to do something or make some type of adjustments or do something to get that figured out.
I think he figured it out yesterday, though. He figured it out because he started playing. Okay, so look, anybody who knows sports, if you don't win first down, and the offense gets 5, 4, 5, 6 yards, guess what? They ahead of schedule. You know what I'm saying? So up tempo is going to work to his best ability. If you could win first down and they get like 1 yard, or you get a negative play, guess what? They can't really go up tempo. You know what I'm saying? Because they got to say, "Oh damn, we behind schedule."
Right.
Then to go back to y'all Skinner thing, Skinner, man, what cool dude, man, love the kid, man, but he has to get tougher. He has to catch the ball. Everybody wants him to play, but he has to do those things.
Yeah. What you about to say, though, D-Rob?
I was about to say, quick disclaimer, I didn't get to watch the full game because I was, you know, had a class, you know what I'm saying? I was out, so I didn't get to see the full game. I just watched like the first, like basically like the first half. After that, I really didn't see nothing else, and I just kept checking in. So that's why I said what I said about him figuring it out, you know, stop the tempo. Like, I did not, if I probably would have seen the rest of the game, then I would have seen like, okay, we got it, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, nah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, an offensive coordinator scripts his plays. Okay, these are the plays we're going to run. A defensive coordinator, they probably script theirs too, or they just go off of what they see. I give you that. Virginia came out with a game plan, and I was like, well, if this happens the whole game, then yeah, we fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you got on it right away, and it slowed them down. So,
yeah. You know, and minus, like I said, and that testament to his adjustments is the fact that this thing didn't get, you know, we didn't get blown out of the water, because they put together another nice drive in the second quarter. And we were, you know, we were able to kind of stand tall and hold them to three. Another shout out, man. Maui Noah played a good game. Cam definitely played a great game as well.
You gotta say both Maui Noah, both of them played a damn good game.
Yeah, I was just about to say, in this particular instance, I'm talking about you got Kiko.
Kiko.
Kiko. Kiko. What's the, what they call the other one? Is it Kiki? Kiko and
I never Frico. Even paid attention to the offensive offensive lineman name. I like, man,
Kiko and Frico. But yeah, Kiko played really nice, made some clutch plays down there as well to get these guys the whole, you know, to a field goal, which is critical. Because at this point, now we're looking at, again, we're down 10-0. Offense isn't putting together anything on their side to balance out the team.
It's crazy. You know, it's, Virginia ran 75 plays Saturday.
Yeah, no, they had way more plays.
And that's not even including overtime, so it's probably 80.
And we're, that was the lack of balance that we witnessed in this particular showing was our offense just ain't holding up the end of the bargain.
Yeah, supposed
especially
to
when the quarterback like is Saturday. He's falling back and he's just making poor decisions. Like you say, he's taking all day. I'm like, these routes can't be taking that long to develop. You make a decision. Make a decision, son. You got time. And the longer you hold, the windows start to close in.
You know what
you
I
can't
think
just
too?
Hold the ball all damn day.
After the route tree's done and he's still holding the ball, he doesn't move and he doesn't move outside the pocket. So it's hard for a wide receiver to like break his route and get open too. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that about him and our wide receivers.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to consider his athletic ability, right? Like he's somewhat limited. So that's why that would, you know, in today's game especially, you want that dual threat. So because it changes everything. These teams know Van Dyke not going to run. So they like just keep it in front of him. And the way he's been looking lately, you know, he looks like it's causing him issues. He seems confused and you know, not able to make the decisions as quickly as you'd like him to. We're in the second quarter and we put a little drive together after they scored, after we held them to the field goal. Decent little drive got put together there. We end up getting the field goal, 47 yarder from Borregales. You know, I'm gonna call him Ice Cold. That's my nickname for young Andy. Ice Cold. He just got it in his veins, man. We win this game because of him. We win this game because of him. But yeah, he gets us those three there. You know, obviously we kick it back off to those guys. And they put together a little bit of something, not too much on that next possession. It basically ends up, you know, we going in. Was it 10-3 at the half?
Yeah, 10-3 at the half, 10-3 at the half.
10-3 at the half. So somehow on God's green earth, we are down 10-3 to the Virginia Cavaliers. And the Cavs have been tricky for us. But that's why I was telling Rob, because I knew he wasn't able to watch the game. I was like, nah, when you see what's going on, you'll understand. It's not so much what they are doing is what we aren't doing. To give ourselves the best chance to win the game.
Well, remember, I said this last week. Like, I say, look, when Virginia's on defense, they only going to give up everything in front. They wasn't letting nothing go deep at all.
You absolutely did say that.
Thing was, I say, look, you're going to have to take what you can take up in front, run the ball good. That's how you win the game because they not letting nothing go deep. And that's how they play football.
It seems like that's how everybody's starting to try to play us now. They trying to make sure we don't do nothing deep. Like, I don't think we had a deep ball since Georgia Tech. Like, we had a true deep ball. Like, A&M, yeah. Or even, no, was it Temple? Nah, I think it was like Bethune. Yeah, probably been Bethune.
Nah, it was A&M.
Okay. Like a true deep ball. Like, we haven't had nothing. I mean, granted, we've had, like.
I think it was the Horton.
Yeah.
Right, and it's because they saying, all right, we'll beat us this way. And that's what, again, my frustration. I'm gonna keep beating this dead horse till it's pulverized. Where are my tight ends? I'm coming out in a lot of 12 personnel as it is. I'm like, you telling me we ain't got nothing? Look, quick little hitch, boom. 6 yards, 7 yards, let them see if we can get anything else. You know, because, yeah, that's a great observation. They're taking the deep shots away from us. And we know that's Tyler's bread and butter. But to be a complete quarterback, you gotta have a full arsenal. And that's lacking in this game as of right now. We get the off of the kill. We start the third. We force a three and out. Shouts to the defense again. And this time we put together a nice drive. And
no, we didn't get that pick six right after halftime.
No. Didn't get the pick six. That was like going into almost the end of the third quarter when Cam got that. Or was it the fourth quarter?
No. That was third. It might have been the middle of the third then. Because we've had like 14 points in like 6 seconds or something like that.
Well, yeah, it's coming up. Because you had the we forced a three and out. We put together a drive. That's when AJ Allen pulled that gangsta ass hurdle.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a play. I like that kid because of his just balance, his contact balance is elite.
Man, when that kid jumped in the air, boy, the stadium went up and roared. Everybody was it was one of those moments where I ain't gonna lie, like I say, man, that experience at that stadium is just, it's not match. I don't care what people be talking about, 100-something thousand. No, it ain't never been no energy like how this match at that stadium.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you may talk about the crowd, but it's always the energy's good. The crowd noise is good, regardless. If you know the stadium seats what 67, something like that. If you can't feel it 67, you got 35. That's making a lot of noise.
35, 40 up.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, bigger games, of course, more turnout. But, yeah, we was able to, you know, because of the run game, you know, A.J. Allen's running really well. Like I said, great kid, contact balance, tight running back, man. Just shifty enough. Pulls off that great 26-yard run and ties the game for us. So, you know, whole new contest at this point. And we just see what we can
do. They saying we had 58,000 there yesterday, man. I don't know if that's the truth, man. But like I said, that stadium was loud, man. It was loud.
Well, you know what it'd be? It'd be the ticket sales, and then you got to see, you know, who actually came through.
No, because they actually count the people who walked through. They count.
Okay. I heard it was always the ticket sales.
Because if it's the ticket sales, then the ticket is always 60,000 because it's 60,000 tickets were sold for the season.
I'll say like 48,000, and I'll be looking out. Ain't no way it's 48,000 people.
But you know what? At that stadium, don't forget, like the stadium have suites. It got suites all around it. So you got probably 25 to maybe 40 some people in suites. It got like four different bars where you could just say, man, I'm not sitting in that goddamn hot state. I'm gonna go out here and drink me some beer or some alcohol and sit at the bar. And it'd be like thousands of people literally out there doing the game. You'd be like, damn, so ain't nobody gonna come in there and watch the game? But they watching it out there. So it'd be people there.
Oh, for sure though. So anyways, this is where you pick six at, Measy. After we scored off of the AJ Allen touchdown, the first play after the kickoff, they downed it. Well, it was a touchback. Then first play after that, that's when Cam Kitchens got the pick six.
I thought we was going to go ahead and handle business after that, boy.
I mean, it felt like he was turning it up. Yeah, the energy, yeah, great. You just saw this with it. You just saw the hurdle play, then you get a pick six from, you know, your All-American safety, who I told everybody was going to at least get four picks again this year. I think he had three right now.
He had three. He's saying he get more.
Yeah,
so
at least two, three more.
Yeah, I think he does that. Takes it to the house. Hey, I'm kind of with you now. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Now we about to run away. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. Then your boy trot back out there.
Not my boy. Now he's my boy. See how y'all do? I go, yo, boy. I ain't never been to TBD. You know,
your dog.
Hype cap. And
say, guess again.
Hold my beer. I'm about to show y'all how to make a contest out of this shit. Yeah, all that real quick. I'm about to throw some dumb shit, nigga. Let's see what they really got.
Dumb shit. Y'all gonna be like, what the fuck?
And then I'm gonna look crazy in the face. not throw it. But so yeah, you know, which was good in that situation too, because you know, a lot of times when you're dealing with sometimes a pick six or something like that, the defense doesn't get a chance to rest. But that was cool because that was literally the first play, so they didn't even burn any energy. It went right straight back, and it was like nothing happened. But we got to get the game. We got to get up on the score. Virginia, after that, yeah, we kick it back off to them. Virginia puts together a decent little drive. At first, I think they, got a couple of firsts. And then they ended up, I believe it was a punt after that drive, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was a punt, and then did he throw that other pick in the third quarter?
Hold on, I'm trying to make sure.
I think he threw that second one in the third.
Yeah, they got the names wrong on here. That's what's throwing me off. My bad, y'all. I'm looking at the stats, but it say Kane when it should say Cavs. So that's what's throwing me off a little bit. But basically, they ended up putting together a nice little drive. A lot of no huddle shotgun stuff, where they was trying to kind of keep that tempo moving a little bit.
Right, keep the field goal.
Yeah, they ended up putting together a decent drive. It could have went nastier, but I think Harvey made that play that ended up rushing them and ended up making them settle for a field goal. Right. Yeah, ended up settling for a field goal in that situation, which is good. It's good. Help keep the game, help keep us on top at this point. Mm-hmm. Then we get the ball after the field goal. Quick three and out. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it was a three and out because he threw an interception. Three and out with a cherry on top. How about that? it's just staring down, taking too long, just not looking good, man. Not giving these guys lifeblood.
What defense they in.
Bro, yeah, like, you know, giving them guys lifeblood, man. And they were able to take, you know, they was able to take that after the interception and end up putting together a good drive. I think that one was ended with the
they scored a touchdown in six plays.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think that was the Hollis kid or what his name is. Not Hollis, the running back. Shout out to him too. He was one of them. Is it Hollis?
Yeah, he was Hollins.
Hollins.
Yeah, he was running hard.
Yeah, shout out to Cuz. He got injured in that whole shooting incident that they had with the player.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. And he's got, you know, shout out to him. He got five touchdowns in his last two games. So, you know, good to see him get back out there and be able to contribute and, you know, play the game he loves, man. Shout out to bro. But yeah, they were able to get that rushing touchdown from that point. So now we're going into the fourth, and all of a sudden, you know, we done let it slip out of our hand. Now we're down 2017, and at this point, I think the QB play is starting to pick up a little bit, but you know, again, it's just not consistent as we needed to be from beginning to end. They end up the fourth quarter ended up in, let's see, hold on, get my thoughts together.
The fourth quarter, that's when we had that drive where we started throwing the ball short, like dinking and dunking. That's probably why you said it looked like it was starting to look better with him. He had that throw to Jacoby George, I believe.
Yeah. And we ended up putting together half a little drive there, and we ended up kicking it. And I'm just going, again, here go ice cold, because I couldn't believe we was lined up for a field goal.
No, that's
right. Like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Pick, right?
Huh?
This is a drive he almost threw that pick.
Yeah. Right. Trying to.
Trying his hardest.
Trying his hardest, man. Point shaving or something, bro.
It was what he trying his hardest.
He tried like, what are you doing? Putting together a nice drive. Ice Cold comes through again. Kicks us a 50-yarder. Tie this game up at 20. That's crucial at this point. And meanwhile, you know, through all of this, like I said, the defense is playing some really good football. We're getting a lot of pressure. Again, Bane is being just – he might as well be like the Batman Bane. Oh, man, his marketing is going to be crazy next year, dog. This kid about to see some bread after the way he's been playing this season. Oh, man, he going to have all the little Bane masks, all that, bro. It's about to be up for cuz. Good for him. I mean, he's just playing that level of football.
Yeah, it's in our – this NIL stuff is finna go through the roof.
Through the roof, bro. You love to see it. You know, local kids stay home. You know, almost a legacy. You know, everybody familiar with Tolbert Bane. If you're not, go watch one of the first 30 for 30s. But, yeah, a Kane legend in his own right. And, like I say, through this whole ordeal, we're getting a lot of pass rush, a lot of pressures. We thumping out there. I some good shots was out there. 20 was, you know, delivering some good shots out there. Just, you know, I thought physical, very physical.
Shout out to Corey Flagg doing his thing, man. Corey Flagg been having a pretty good season.
Yeah, absolutely, quiet as kept. Keeping us in the game. Absolutely, this defense. If without this defense and our kicker, I think this game could have honestly got ugly. If it wasn't for just
yeah, I said we're supposed to a game like that. We supposed other team running 80 plays. You're supposed to lose that game in all naturality. You're supposed to lose,
right?
Ain't exactly. No way to win no game like that.
Exactly.
And speaking of James Williams, I think he had like 13 tackles yesterday, something like that.
Good. I've been looking for Cuz. You know, he's making me proud every week. I know he listen. I'm proud of you, brother. Continue to do your thing. I wouldn't mind if you got a couple of picks now. Wouldn't upset me if you snatched a couple of them down. You 6'5". You're legit 6'5", man. Pluck that ball out there. Anyways, long story, less long. A little bit of a drive gets put together again by us. And now, boy, our guy has got to make another one. This one for 48. But he ice cold. He nothing. He don't even look shook at all. Like, bro, he looks super calm, chill. Goes out there. You kind of remind me. I used to joke about Sebastian Janikowski chugging a beer and then going out there and kicking. Like, hold up real quick. Like, you just chilling. Like, oh, hold on. I got to kick. Chug the beer. Go out there and knock it down.
Like the top of the net, too. Like, they're not even close to being missed.
No, not even close to short.
Like, he banging them shits through.
Yeah, kid doing his thing, man. And then ultimately, that was the field goal that made it push to overtime. I know – some of the fans, you know, I heard they were booing in the stadium. My couple of
yeah, they was booing because they wanted to put the ball in TVD hand and lose the game.
Hell no, yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Hell
they
no,
were booing for that.
They were booing him too. Let's be clear, the fans were booing TVD. Like, hey, bro, what you come on?
Hell yeah, I mean, they was booing him, but they was booing because Mario like, nah, let's take this shit.
And I said, hell no. I think me too, was you going like, go Florida, what we doing? And I was like, so we could lose? Hell no.
Yeah, when I thought about it, I was like, that man's so shook because of pick six. I don't know about
it,
bro.
Right. I seen it. I'm telling you, if we go for it, I saw it, bro. It was going to be a pick six. Game over. I'll be like, motherfucker.
He not throwing no more today.
Hell no. We lucky to still be in this game. We are not leaving this shit on his shoulders, and luckily we didn't. And you know, went into the overtime because the defense was playing again, top notch. I wasn't worried now. I know the defense gonna hold them. It just causing them too much trouble. And luckily we was able to get in and go ahead and wrap this game up. Shout out to Mark Fletcher. What a hell of a run.
the balance
on that sideline. He wasn't even close out of bounds. Great balance. Caught that thing, took it on in, and did good, man. Shout out to Mark. You know, good to see him back. Shout out to Ray Ray, man. Ray Ray's definitely showing himself to be a weapon, at least in the return game. I know they're real excited about what the possibilities with him next year.
Bro, that boy got a jump cut. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen.
Kid, nice, man.
Before we even get the ball at overtime, man, I got to give a shout out to the best safety tandem duo in the nation, man. Cam made a play, and then James Williams came back and made another play to stop him on third down and force him to kick a field goal.
He straight smacked that boy. Hey.
Listen, I made a stat. I posted something on Twitter on the Caneville account about the local guys that stayed home. It was James, Cam, Ruben Bain, Mark Fletcher, and the kicker. I say all them local guys who stay home and they putting on for their home.
You know what I'm saying? We don't win without them. Uh-huh. These guys were integral. They were huge. And I said, Bain, all of them, the stars of the game, for the most part, are local kids, man. And I'm going to say this. You know, that game, wrapped the game, yeah, we end up, you know, doing our thing. Like I said, amazing catch on the sideline. I love the trajectory. I think he's still, like, Mario has got this thing going in the right direction. There's no panic in me that we will continue to grow and get better. So, yeah, I mean, way to gut out another win. But, yeah, I guess overall, after we done been through this entire game, we just need to see some improvement at QB position, man. Just so these games can be confident, easy wins. It'd be fun every once in a while just get you an easy win.
Not to put them under the bus at all, though, but do y'all think the team believes in TBD still, in all honesty?
I don't know, man. It's some. Nah, I'm not even gonna put that out there. I don't know. I'm gonna just say I don't know.
Yeah, that might be a group chat question. I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, the one thing I can say, we played 8 games, man, and I kind of figured this. I didn't think we'd lose to Georgia Tech, but I kind of figured this is how the season will pretty much go. Because I said once we got past the first 4 games and we got 8 straight ACC games. It's just hard to do. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to play 8 consecutive ACC games. That's hard to do for anybody in any conference. Right. You know, I don't know who makes up our schedules, why they do that shit. It's not healthy for us. But I just say, man, playing 8 consecutive conference games, these games are going to be the one just because maybe you do have the better players and then you got some better coaches. But yesterday it showed, like, yeah, man, maybe we do got better players than that team because we probably should have lost that game.
Yeah, conference plays.
You know what I'm saying? The injury bug tearing us up again. Mesdor's out for the season. Naturally, Kelly's out for the season. Chaney, Paris, both injured. Arroyo gets injured again.
Quarterback injured.
The quarterback, who knows what the hell going on with him? It's like, we just, man.
Luckily, the O-line is still good. I saw Zion out there, too, man. Shout out to Zion, man.
Oh, shouts out to – no. Shouts out to Citizen. Citizen did dress yesterday. Shouts out to Citizen. Yeah, okay. Citizen had on full gear. Not saying he's getting in the game, but he had on full gear.
I don't know where he going to play.
I mean, look, listen, at the rate we be going through running backs, boy.
Be ready,
given Saturday.
Stay ready.
Be ready, man. Just be ready.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Anything else we want to touch on?
Oh, man, it's off topic. Brand new news just popped out about Michigan. Michigan has pulled Jim Harbaugh's contract. Well, because he was scheduled to get a new contract. Michigan has pulled it, so they just gonna let him ride out. But that don't look good. That looks like
his contract in next year.
I don't know when it ends, but it just don't look good right now.
I didn't know you could pull somebody's contract like that.
Well, it's not pulling. It's like they pulled the offer. It's like, you know, they offered it and he didn't sign a new contract yet. So they basically saying we're not gonna give you a new contract.
I got you. Hey, that's a sleazy rascal right there, boy.
Yo, that's the show title, bro. Rascal. Sleazy Rascal.
His name always in something, man.
You ain't lying. That's a fact.
Yeah, man. He's tired of that shit up in Michigan. They gonna get it, put him on probation out there.
Sleazy Rascal, man. Sleazy
Rascal. But listen, I don't hate Michigan. I ain't got nothing. But I hate for schools to go through this, you know what I'm saying? But at some point, man, the NCAA really got to start hitting these schools hard, man, because y'all really try to destroy Miami.
Like, right, yeah.
Y'all try to destroy Miami, man. Tell these schools up. Like, because if Miami do this, y'all finna send the FBI, CIA, DEA, IRS.
The president.
Just destroy the program because they some filthy thugs.
They're like, what Joe Biden doing here? You want scheduled to be here? All right.
I'm here now, motherfucker. Let's see what's going down. I agree. It's us. It's always up. It's always stuck. It's that beef. I think NCAA in Miami is really on some goddamn blood and crip shit, bro. Like, it's just for life. That shit is just for life.
Yeah, we on some fuck you and fuck you. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah,
forever.
It's forever. Because even like our last recent troubles, we had a guy who took players on the boat. What are they doing on the boat? Oh, destroy the program. The man helped somebody pay for an abortion. Oh, that's goddamn, like an abortion? Really? That hurt y'all on the football field?
That's crazy. Oh, you know what? Another off-field, but it is Miami-related, actually. I don't think I had yet. Y'all correct. Even if I did, I'll say it again. I don't care. Just prayers and positivity, man, whatever you believe in, to Anthony Chicolo. You know, he found himself recently in an incident. I saw the picture, man. He was in an institution that he checked himself into, so number one. He realized that he needs help, so I appreciate, you know, him going out the way of doing it. But I saw a picture of him, man, when they kind of had him, like, restrained, and it was just heartbreaking to see. Say that again.
They might have had a Baker act on, I think.
And he took himself in. So, but he had an episode at the place that he turned himself in. That's what
I'm talking about. I think he got Baker act there at.
Like, after that, I follow him on social. He posted up something the other day. Well, I think he was just working out, you know, trying to get his mind together. So just prayers and positivity to him, man. And, you know, I really appreciate when people recognize their mental health issues and try to get the help you need. Chick was a great cane. Seemed like a good dude from everything I hear about him. But he's had some, you know, couple of incidents with some violence and kind of losing control. So hopefully he can get himself turned around and everything headed in the right direction, man. I just want to throw that in there real quick. We got NC State this week, right?
NC State, yes, 8 o'clock next Saturday. Well, Saturday. They 5-3. We're 6-2. I'm like, man, 8 o'clock games. What was going on?
And then the games where we start slow at all the night games, we don't start it slow.
that was Al Golden told y'all. Shit on Al Golden. Al wasn't lying about everything out there. Al said, we got to play any night game, man. You motherfucker got too much time on his hand.
Then the Florida State game might be nighttime, depending on how this weekend shake out.
Al, you know, he got that defense playing pretty good down there in Notre Dame. Shout out to old Al, man. NC State, if I can get my quarterback to play B-minus football, B-minus, we beat NC State 45-17. That's how confident I am in every aspect of our team except the quarterback. So let's see if we can get some B-minus play.
North Carolina State, they quarterback, he turns the ball over a lot.
It's Brennan Armstrong, isn't it?
No, they bench Brennan Armstrong. They put in the other guy, Southwood kid. He turns the ball over a lot. They run the game not good. They throw the ball to that one freshman kid. I mean, we should pretty much I ain't saying lock him up, but just, you know, contain him. Defensively, that's the trick part.
They always got a tough defense.
That's the tricky part, man. Hopefully, DVD.
Man, run that shit down their throat, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I don't need that much from him. I just need him to get the ball vertical a little bit. I know they're taking over the top shots, man. Find my tight end. He's out there. Look for him first for once. We're looking at number seven for every damn play, bro. We love him too. You done gave him some film. You may have a shot somewhere in the league one day. We gotta worry about the whole team, though, man. It's a whole team of guys.
Might be trying to get him drafted or something, man. Who knows?
Whatever. He got the film. Yeah. Anyways, nothing. It ain't nothing new exciting on the recruiting front right now either, right?
Big, massive Godzilla offensive lineman, man, came this weekend, man. Markel Bell, 6'8". He is huge. I'm talking about huge. Like, he might.
What is he? JUCO 25?
Yeah, JUCO. Number one JUCO offensive lineman in the nation.
Okay.
He looks like he's bigger than Brian McKinney.
Yikes.
I don't say that too much about anybody. He's big.
He had a great weekend.
Enjoyed the game. Love the fact that the offensive linemen did what they did. So we'll see. You know, Mississippi State is on them heavy. That's where everybody thinks he was leaning towards as of yet. But I think this weekend showed some very, very, very good interest with the University of Miami.
That's my one problem with the Mississippi kids, man. We already know how those usually pan out, but we'll see.
One thing about the JUCO, man, I'm gonna say Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they recruit probably the best JUCO guys. They just a JUCO program. They get them JUCO kids. So.
And what about Ewald Jr.? I know he was there the whole for the game. He visited the campus. I mean, I'm liking that slip.
Still some work to do there. But this morning I got a text from I can't really say, I ain't gonna say the name, but I got a text from a highly, highly, highly recruited individual who's committed to another team, and I think that thing gonna pop. I think it's gonna pop. I'm getting very, very more confident in this one.
All right. Well, I don't think I got nothing else on the menu right now, man. Football's in full swing.
Yeah, we back, man. We back in the winning bracket. What, we 2-2 in the ACC play?
Yeah. And that's another interesting thing. ACC is still wide open now with the UNC loss.
No, Carolina.
Duke took another loss.
The UNC, and the things I said that need to happen.
Duke going to lose some more. That's all right.
Duke need to lose two more games. They need to lose one more. North Carolina need to lose one more. And we just got to win out.
Yeah, they both going to do that. Duke ain't right no more. So they going. I know they for sure they going to drop one.
Yeah, I just want to beat Florida State twice this year.
Florida State?
That's all. I don't know.
North Carolina got Duke and Clemson. Okay. They got Duke and Clemson, though.
They're going to drop. They'll drop one of them.
I think they got Duke, Clemson, and North Carolina State, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah, my dream is to get a two-game winning streak against Florida State started. D-Rod, you muted.
No, go ahead. What you were saying?
Oh, I thought you were saying something. Okay, my bad. No, I said dream is just to get a two-game winning streak started on Florida State this year. I'd like to beat them on the 11th, and then beat them again in the ACC title game. That'd be great. You know, you got to dream it to achieve it, man. Anyways, there's another episode. Man, so, go ahead, bro. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you know, everybody, Louisville, last home game, senior night. Everybody was asking me yesterday. Everybody asking me on what you got going on for the tailgate. You don't want to miss it. That's all I'm saying. You don't want to miss it.
Louisville.
You know, Ed's gonna turn it up.
Yeah, man. I might be up. It's
probably gonna be an 8 o'clock game too.
I know, right? I might as well get me an Airbnb down there. I know next year I'm gonna have you one just set up for all these damn late games. Anyways, man, it's been another episode of 26 Degrees. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us. Pray for TVD, man. We'll be back. Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.